Morning. Thanks for allowing me to be here this morning. So this morning I'd like to talk about food. And I'd like to talk this morning about fashion, or clothing. And I'd like to talk about employment, jobs, careers. And I'd like to talk about relationships, dating, and I'd like to talk about priorities, and I'd like to talk about time management, and if we have time, maybe we can talk about finances as well. I'd like to talk about all these things. I think that's eight or nine things. And you're probably wondering, well, how long does he plan to, how long is this sermon going to be, right? Well, I'll tell you, not very long. It won't be a very long sermon, and here's why. There is one key passage in the Bible that I feel deals with all these topics. It's a passage you're probably familiar with. If you have your Bibles, why don't you open it now to Matthew, the sixth chapter. I'd like to look at the 33rd verse. Matthew 6 and 33 says this, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." I'd just like for us to think about this verse this morning. Just remind us of this verse. And think about how this verse applies to all aspects of our lives. To seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So let's talk about how does this verse apply to all these things. One of the first things I said is we'll talk about food and fashion. How does this verse apply to what we eat and what we wear? Well, let's just back up a couple verses here and understand the context of this. Let's look at verse 31. It says, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." That takes us to verse 33. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." So that these things here is specifically talking about food, specifically talking about clothing, isn't it? That's what it's talking about. And it says, seek first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added to you. This isn't the primary focus, food and clothes. These are things they'll be added on. Or I think some translations says these things will be given to you. These things that'll be given to you if you're seeking God first. Think about it. Think about the analogy maybe of buying a car. Okay, when you buy a car, usually there's things that kind of add on, right? Maybe floor mats. Or if you buy it new, sometimes they'll say, well, we'll give you a year's worth of oil changes. Or owner's manual. These are things they throw on for free, right? They're add-ons. They add them to you. And they'll do that if you'll buy a car from them. But that's kind of like the kingdom of God. If you seek God's kingdom first, he'll add these other things on to you. Food, clothing, these will be added to you. These will be given to you. But the key is to seek the kingdom first. So, just curious, in the last 5 years, who's purchased a car? Anybody? Show of hands. Okay, yeah, a lot of people purchased a car. So I'm just, probably none of us, though, when we went to purchase a car, said, you know, I don't care anything about the car as long as it's got some great floor mats, right? That's the one I want. Or, I don't care how it looks or how it runs, but it better have a nice owner's manual. That's really my focus in this car. No, we don't. That's not what we focus on, right? We focus on the car, and that's what God's saying. Focus on the most important thing is the kingdom, and these other things they're secondary. They're just add-ons. So, but if we're focusing on things that are just add-ons, that is like going and buying a car and say, I don't care anything about this car except for these add-ons, the floor mats. You just give me any car on here, I'll pay you whatever price. Just make sure it has, you know, nice floor mats or a good owner's manual. That's the point of this passage here is seek the kingdom first. And these other things, God will add them on to you. So that's how it applies to food and to fashion. So one of the other things I mentioned was employment or career. How does this passage apply to that? Well, again, it sets the priority, doesn't it? The priority here is that seeking after God's, it's more important than your career or your job. As important as that might be, seeking after God's more important. And I'll just, as an aside, this is a little bit of a tangent here, but I think seeking after God actually helps in your employment. You're getting, in my opinion, I really think it does, and I think there's a biblical case to be made for that. So imagine and some of you won't have to imagine at all because you're in this position, but just imagine you have to hire somebody for the company that you work at, okay? And think about, what qualities do I want this person to have? Well, some of the qualities you might come up with are you wanted to be honest. You'd wanted to be trustworthy. You'd wanted to be hardworking. You'd wanted to be somebody who didn't complain. You'd wanted to be somebody who cared about their fellow employees, cared about their customers. These are attributes that you'd look for an employee. And these are attributes that, if you're seeking God first, that you'll have. Let's look at one passage we can turn to, Galatians, the fifth chapter, another one that's familiar with us, to us. The fruit of the Spirit. Just think about, you need to hire somebody for your company. And just think about, would you like them to have these qualities that we find here in Galatians, the fifth chapter? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Now, wouldn't these be good things to have in an employee that you are looking for? Love, somebody who is loving towards the people they worked with, towards their customer. What about joy? Would you want to hire somebody who just came in every day grumpy? Is that the kind of person you want at your company? Well, no. You'd want somebody that had joy. How about peace? Do you want somebody who's going to stir the pot at your company, or do you want somebody who's going to bring peace to your company? What about long-suffering? Do you want them to just fly off the handle of everything that happens, or do you want them to suffer long, to be patient? The point, and again, this is an aside a bit, but the more you're seeking after God, the more employable you are. These are attributes that are good to have. Now, you need to have a skill set probably as well. But these other attributes really help you in your employment. If you're seeking after God, if you're filled with the Spirit, you'll have these things. And these are the kind of things that, in my experience, employers really want. Vernita and I, we work at Commerce Bank. We'd love to have people like this come work at the bank. We have people there like this, and they're great to work with that have these qualities. So it does. This applies. Seeking first the kingdom of God, this applies to employment, to your job, to careers. You know, I mentioned one of the things we talk about is dating, relationships. It applies to marriage as well. I don't know if we have people who are interested in this topic here who are single. I won't spend a lot of time on it, but it certainly applies there. I was talking to somebody just this summer, and he's got two teenagers, and he said, this is my number one verse on dating and relationships, he said, which I'd never thought of it that way. But he took me to this passage, and he said, this is the key passage. And the reason was, he said, this ought to be the priority when they're going out and finding people to date and eventually marry. He said, I want them to be focused on God first. This will help them to make that right choice. If their goal is to get to heaven, they need to find somebody who's going to help them. So they need to seek God first in this decision. There's other things they'll probably look for as well, but he said, I want them to find someone godly first. I thought that was just a really interesting take on this verse and on this topic. Because it will help in that. If you're seeking God first, it'll help you be attracted to people who have that same goal. And I don't understand all there is to know about attraction and why two people are attracted to each other. There's probably hundreds of things that go into it. But one thing is common interest, right? If you're both interested in something, then there's probably an attraction there. And so if you're seeking God first, you'll be attracted to people who have the same goal. And they'll be attracted to you likewise. So seek God first. It certainly applies to dating and relationships. You know, I said we were going to talk about worry as well. Worry, anxiety. That applies to this passage, doesn't it? This was one of the main points of the passage when Jesus was talking here. Again, let's just look at the context here. Verse 31, it says, therefore, do not worry. That's one of the points of this passage. Don't worry. And he repeats it again later, verse 34. Do not worry. It's one of the main points here is don't worry, Jesus says. And he gives a solution to this too. He doesn't just say, well, don't worry. He gives a solution on how to do this. And same thing we've been talking about the whole time. Verse 33. That's the solution to not worrying. And this is something Satan tries to do to us. He tries to get us worked up, doesn't he? He tries to get us worried and anxious about things. But the Lord says, don't worry. And one of the keys to doing that is we find it there in verse 33. Seek the kingdom first. But the things that, I'll speak from personal experience, the things that I tend to worry about, usually physical things, and usually worry about things that probably never happen anyway. And so one of the solutions that the Lord provides is to seek the kingdom first. And these other things that we tend to worry about, like, oh, what am I going to wear, or am I going to have enough to eat? They'll take care of themselves if you seek the Lord first. So yeah, this applies to worry too, doesn't it? Seek first the kingdom of God. What about priorities? How does this apply to priorities? Well, you pretty clear, isn't it? But again, this is one of Satan's, I think it's one of his, in our culture today, one of his tactics is distraction. He's trying to distract us from what's truly important. Gets us going 100 different ways, thinking about all the things we need to do. He's trying to distract us. And this passage helps to keep us on track, to keep us focused on the kingdom. Just thinking about this verse. I read a book one time, and I thought the author put together a really interesting image. Picture, if you can, this is what the author wrote about in this book. They said, imagine you're on a plane going somewhere, and you sit down in your seat, and you notice the person next to you, once the flight takes off, you notice that they're starting to decorate their area that they're in. Okay, they put up a little curtain on the window, okay, and then they put up some picture frames there at their little seat, and they put a little rug down and some other knickknacks. They're just decorating their area, like they're going to be there for a long time. And you know, it's just a short flight. What would you think about somebody if you saw them doing that? You'd think, that's a little bit odd at a minimum. You'd think, that's really weird they're doing that. And you'd think, why aren't they focused on where they're going? Why aren't they focused on their destination? They just seem to be really focused on just this short, temporary trip. It'd seem odd to us. Well, the author of this book that I read, when they made this comparison, they asked the question, they said it. They wondered if the Lord thinks that about us from time to time when he sees us down here making all these plans and organizing all these things and not really focused on where we're going, just focused on this short time that we have here. And I think that can happen. That can happen in our lives. Let's look at one passage in Matthew, the 13th chapter. And you're familiar with it. I don't know if you necessarily even need to turn there, but parable of the sower. So the sower went out to sow, and he sowed seed in four places, remember? So there's some seed that fell on the good ground. Okay, remember that? It grew up, but there was three areas that the seed was sown that it didn't produce a crop. So there was some that fell by the wayside or on the pathway, I think some translations say. And the birds came, ate it up, didn't produce a crop. There were some that fell on the stony ground. Remember that? It grew up, but it had no root, and it withered away. And there were some that fell among the thorns. I'd like for us to think about those. So the ones that fell among the thorns, Matthew 13, it says the thorns sprang up and choked that seed out. Choked that seed out. You remember what that was symbolic of? You remember what the thorns represented? Yeah, riches. Everybody hear that? Riches and the cares of the world. That's what the thorns represented. We're looking at verse 22. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. You think that happens today? I think it probably does. I'm almost certain that happens today. The deceitfulness of riches and the cares of the world. We get wrapped up in the things of this world. And so wrapped up, we lose focus of what we're even here for. And the Bible says it's just like the thorns and the cares of this world that just choke you out. They just choke your eternal life out. So you won't produce a crop. And that's why we've got this reminder: seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Let's look at one last topic here. I said we'd look at time management. I think it certainly, it goes along with priorities, the idea of time management. I think we can take this passage very literally when it comes to time management. I don't know if anybody here has read books on time management. I think it's an interesting topic, and I've read a few books on it. One of the common themes you'll read among books that deal with time management is they say, do the most important things first. Just a real simple concept. So in other words, figure out what's your most important thing. You can do this on a daily basis. What's the most important thing I need to do today? Do it first. That's a lot of them have that principle. And you do that so you don't get to the end of the day and say, oh, I forgot to do the thing that was most important to me. Just common sense. And I think we can take this passage very literally in that sense and apply that principle to seek first the kingdom of God. So think about, we just talked about the important priority is the kingdom of God. If that's the most important thing to you, if that's the thing we ought to be seeking first, well, let's put that first in our priorities on a daily basis even. So and there's a lot of different examples we could apply. So whether it be you want to make sure you're spending a certain amount of time in the scriptures, or you want to make sure you're spending time in prayer, or you're spending time doing good works. Okay, there's just a lot of examples. We all have things that are probably important to us that we're focused on, that we want to make sure we do, that are part of seeking God and his kingdom first. Whatever those things might be, let's do them first. Make sure you You make time in the day to do that. And to do that, you just do it first. That way you don't get to the end of the day and say, oh, I didn't make time to, you know, I wanted to read the Bible today, but I didn't make time to do it. And now I'm just so tired, I can't keep my eyes open to do it. I think we can just take a literal reading of this and say, do these things first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So I told you it's going to be a short lesson, so let's just conclude. Let's just summarize. So what does the Bible have to say about food, fashion, time management, priorities, relationships, employment? Well, a really key passage that's good to keep in mind is just to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and these other things, they'll fall into place, okay? They'll be added unto you, whether it's food or clothing, employment. Seek first the kingdom. That's the instruction. If you follow this, if you're seeking after God, God wants you to be the best version of you. And to do that, you seek Him first. He'll help you become the best version of you. And that's how you become the best version of you, is you seek His kingdom first. You do it the Lord's way. And He'll help you with that. He'll help you with these other things, your employment, food, clothing, your marriage. All these things will, the Lord's got a plan for this. And the way to work this plan out is to seek Him first. So we'll close at this time. I believe it's the custom here at this group to offer an invitation. And so if you're here and you've not committed your life to the Lord, and through the understanding of the Scriptures, you come to realize that this is the right way to live, to seek the Lord, and you're ready to make that commitment and a public confession of it, and to repent of your sins, and be baptized for the remission of them, we just invite you to come forward and make that known at this time as we stand and sing the song that Ed's picked out.